You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by RNIB's Head of Sport and Physical Activity, Gareth Davis, to discuss a panel that is soon going to be taking place at Arsenal Football Club. Gareth, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tell us all about this panel.
Yeah, so we've developed a relationship with Arsenal over the last couple of years, really, where we've done lots of work with them, and they've supported us in developing, for example, some accessible stadium best practice guidance that went out to all football clubs across the UK. So we've had a really good long-standing relationship with them. And on Thursday, they are having a day where it's a real focus on inclusion and employment, because they want, as a club, they want to increase the number of people with disabilities being employed effectively in North London. So it's quite a large number of people going to the Emirates Stadium. There's going to be over 300 delegates there. And I'll be speaking on a panel about, for example, my own sight loss and how that's affected employment, inclusion, or my experiences of that over the years. But also, other people on that panel, for example, is going to be the managing director of Arsenal, the head of accessibility for Google, for Europe and the Middle East. So we're really going to be looking at and talking about ways in which any business or any organisation can increase the number of blind people working for them.
And just how important is it to get all of these delegates, you said about 300 or so, how important is it to get all these people in the one room and talking about something like this?
I think it's essential, really, because the people in the room are decision makers. For example, the heads of HR or recruitment from various or from many large organisations based in that part of England. And we're hoping this happens in other clubs across the UK as well. So it's not just a London thing. And I think fair play to Arsenal for leading the way on this. But it's absolutely essential because people need to know, one, the challenges that people with sight loss have getting employment, but also, two, how simple it is, the small changes an organisation can make to employ more blind and partially sighted people. And thirdly, the support that RNIB can give businesses through our Visibly Better Employer service.
This is a thing, and we've seen it with organisations taking the Visibly Better Employer standard into the way they do things. And you've already mentioned the accessible stadia. Like, it's not rocket science to make things as accessible as possible. So is that the whole message of this? Is just to, you know, make things much, much easier?
Yeah, definitely. And I think perhaps for some businesses and organisations, they simply don't know what to do. And sometimes they can feel a bit awkward by asking, because they then feel that exposes them as not being as inclusive as they would like to be. So this is a way of basically saying, here's what you do, we can help you do it, and then you employ a lot more blind and partially sighted people. And they're not small organisations, so within Visibly Better Employment work, we've seen organisations such as Tesco's or BT that are massive across the UK, but it only takes that change at their HR department to facilitate that change across the countries. And so we're hoping that we can do some of that on Thursday at Arsenal Football Club.
And finally, for now, for you, Gareth, just a few words on how important this partnership with Arsenal has been.
It's been really, really important. I think it's important for RNIB because it shows us what we can achieve when we have really good partnerships with household names and brands, you know, within the sports sector in particular. Everybody around the world really knows Arsenal, and I think they're second in the Premier League at the moment. Not just that, but we learn a lot from them. They learn a lot from us. And it's about collaboration. That's how we can make the world a better place for blind and partially sighted people better. It's like working together with big brands as well as, you know, the community as well. As a blind and partially sighted person, I want to be able to help influence that as well. So yeah, it's really important.
Gareth Davis, Head of Sport and Physical Activity at RNIB. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.